Hi, I'm Dave Spadaro. Welcome to the Eagles Update on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. A very busy Wednesday for the team here at the NovaCare Complex. Introducing two of the five players they've signed during this early free agency period. Defensive tackle Isaac Sopawaga and tight end fullback, Mr. Everything, on offense, James Casey. These are the kinds of players, says head coach Chip Kelly, that will fit right in to the culture he's trying to create here in Philadelphia.
It takes a lot to be a professional football player. And if you're not all in 24/7, 365, then it becomes very, very difficult. And, you know, kind of identifying who we wanted to become part of the Eagles organization, you know, that was just as important as how fast are they and how strong are they. And then you got two guys sitting right next to me that we're excited to add them to the group of people we have right now. Two outstanding quality guys that are really going to be tempo setters for this football program in terms of how we want to practice. We've done a great job in terms of their background and what they're all about, along with assessing them from an evaluation standpoint on film of what they can do, and excited to have them here. And two guys that I think will become really, really quickly fan favorites here in Philadelphia.
General Manager Howie Roseman credited a total team effort getting these players here and also said the Eagles aren't done yet.
Well, first you talk about the plan coming together, and I think that it's really encouraging to us and exciting about how everyone's working together. You have the coaches with the personnel staff, with the administrative staff putting the contracts together and setting up these visits, and the teamwork involved in it. It's really exciting, and everyone from our coaches to our support staff to our personnel staff deserves a lot of credit. We couldn't have done anything without them. And then you talk about going forward, and that's making sure that every moment, and I'm going to get back upstairs now and do that, is making sure that we go over that list, and if there are values to be had, if there are good players out there, we're going to figure out their prices, figure out if that makes sense for us with our structure, with who we have on the roster, and open to anything that can help us be a better football team.
James Casey caught 34 passes last year for the Texans. We spoke to him in our Xfinity studio about why he chose the Eagles, reportedly more than 15 teams interested in his services.
Yeah, I had a lot of, according to my agent, you know, I wasn't talking to the teams specifically, but they had that little window over the weekend where they could tamper with each other. And my agent said there was a lot of teams interested in me. And the Texans were also interested in me, but I think it was just one of those situations where they didn't have any money under the cap and they had some other guys they were trying to go at. So it was, between my agent and the different teams that he thought, you know, and I thought for sure, you know, that Philadelphia was the best situation for me with Coach Kelly coming in and with the opportunities that I hope to get here and the team that they got now, the players that are already on the roster. And I think it's a team that's ready to win now. And that's exciting. And then, you know, they offered a decent contract. So, you know, of course I jumped on it and this is where I wanted to be. I would just say I'm a dynamic player. I'm versatile. I've played at this point in my career, I've played 4 years in the NFL and I've played almost everything. I played a traditional fullback in the out formation. I played tight end, a traditional tight end. I've been in the slot. I've motioned around. I've played a little bit of running back, and so I'm a guy that's, I'm comfortable doing all those different types of things that I don't think there's a lot of guys out there that are comfortable playing in different positions and willing to do those type of things. And I did what was asked of me with the Texans with the system they're running, and I think I have even more out there for me if I can just, you know, get out there and get some opportunities and show the coaches what I can do. I think I can help the offense, and I think I can help us win a lot of games.
Sopawaga is a big body capable of playing the nose tackle in the 3-4 and defensive tackle in the 4-3. He's ready to go, a fresh start with the Eagles.
And I believe that Coach Kelly has a big solid book out there for us, and then we're willing and we're anxious to taste it and to show it and to show it in action.
The Eagles also on Wednesday entertaining defensive lineman Ricky Jean-Francois from the San Francisco 49ers. As of late in the day, no report on if a deal with the Eagles is imminent. We'll keep you updated right here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. Thanks for joining me on our Eagles Update.